Good afternoon, Go to Rex.
It's Newcastle Automotive.
How can I help?
I spoke some time ago to Warwick.
That's me, mate. How you going?
It's you, is it? Oh, good on you. Yeah. Oh, I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, with a VBWRX.
That's it. Yeah. No. It's a Liberty with a H6 in it.
Oh, I've got a different one. Sorry, mate.
No, that's all right.
What's going on? How can I help?
Well, we're sort of getting to the point where we're about to put this motor in it. And we're looking because we've modified it quite a bit, and we need someone to tune it in Victoria.
Yeah, because
that's where it lives. I think when I spoke to you or wherever I spoke to you, you can do good deals on Haltex for those.
Yeah, so the Haltex does a plug and play for it straight into the Liberty. The cool thing with that is it gets rid of the air flow meter restriction on it.
Yeah.
We can do all motorsport stuff then as well. So,
yeah, that's what it is. It's just a tractor. He's in the WRX club down there.
Yeah, he's going to love that. It's going to sound cool as well.
Yeah, they do. So you're up to tuning this thing?
Yeah. We've done heaps of them. We've done turbocharged ones, supercharged ones, all
yeah.
sorts of silly bloody H6 things.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So... can you supply a plug and play? Is that the way to go?
Because
it's got a cam in it, it's got bigger valves. We change it over to E85.
So what year model is the Liberty?
It's an 06.
Yeah, that's perfect. Like you're right at the correct one. They sort of cut off at 07 for those models.
Yeah.
I'll get you a price on it. Where are we? Just wait for this computer to fire up. Haltex. We normally get about 10% off on the Haltex stuff on average.
So
we can get something at least out of them. What do we got? Liberty.
So this is my son's car, so he's sort of down there on his own. So we want it pretty much so he doesn't have to do too much to it.
So we've got 1500, plug and play, Elite 2500, Gen 4, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so Gen 4, with a, they sell them with an Elite 2500. Plug and play harness, so it goes, it's all, they've got a small amount of CAN bus in those cars as well, so there's CAN bus aspect to it. It suits the EZ30, yep. 06 JDM or Australian delivered. Yep, we're in the window there.
That's it.
Drop a wire. Yep, perfect. It comes with an intake air temp probe, which is good. So they're not cheap, man. They're $3,500 retail, including juice. Yeah. I wonder what other. So just quickly make sure Link doesn't have an option. Link ECU products Subaru. Yeah. No, that's only Haltex does it for those guys.
Really?
Yeah. The variable there being the six-cylinder, so the 3-litre. None of the other companies seem to make anything that's plug-and-play.
Really?
Yeah, you could do like a Link wiring, but then the cost that you're going to, from a labour point of view, is going to out... Yeah, you know, it's going to be well and truly above that 3,500 with the ECU. Yeah. So, yeah, it is a big chunk of change there.
Yeah, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Have you done many of those?
Yeah, done heaps of the Elite. I mean, most of the time, guys have come to us with them in the car. The last one we did on E85 had Raptor headers.
Yeah, that's what this is.
Yeah, Raptor headers, full exhaust system. They can rev well and truly past $7,000. We had that one out to $8,000. It was still making power out there.
Was that stock, that engine?
It was stock. It didn't have anything special in it.
We used to rev this. This used to be, we dynoed this ages, years ago, and it was 7.5, I think, used to.
Yep. Yeah, normally right in the window there, they sort of fall over. We can always do it on the factory ECU, but then you don't have any fail safes, which is the scary part. That's all.
Yeah, that's what worried me about. I know how much we spent on this thing, and
yeah.
So I guess, from
a cost point of view, I suppose at least it's once and it's one and done, and then it gives you the provisions to, you know, you can put a dash to it. You can, if you want to get silly, you can turbocharge it down the track, sequential.
Oh, up the compression. We put 4.5 to 1 in this.
It's going to be a good little thing, mate. That sounds really exciting.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. I love them. Yeah, the EZ30. One of the boys here has one, but he's turbocharged his. That's on E85. But that's making silly power. With turbo hanging off it.
Well, he didn't want to do that because he just wants it reliable. You know,
that's
on the track. He does all that, the WRX club. I fly down and do it.
Yeah. The only thing I'd say that you would need to add to it is a oil pressure sensor. We've got those here, just so we can monitor oil pressure. They're quite common for oil surge at the track.
We've got a deep sump coming
for
that.
Perfect. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, you're sort of addressing all the. Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. So it's got. We've spent so much on it. You know, we've got recirculating fuel back to the tank.
Yeah,
got a deep sump. What else we got? Oh, it's got those silly Raptor things. Oil cooler. It's got an oil cooler on it.
Yeah.
So if you send us that and we fit it to.
Yeah, you should be able to, because they've got like a base map to it that you can literally just drop in there. And that'll get you in the ballpark of at least fired up. Worst case, we can always just do it here. It's just plug and play. So it's normally just, we like the, if you've done an engine build, at least fire the car up and bleed it and pressurise it and that sort of stuff, make sure the engine's good.
So would it pay to drive it down there or on plug and play? If 1,000 k's, we'd be well and truly worn in by the time we get it there.
Yeah, I would say that probably the safe option would be we'll get the ECU in it, get it fired up, even if we have to remote in and get the thing in a ballpark, and then drive it around for a little bit, maybe, even just, it doesn't have to be the 1,000 k's.
Can you talk to that from the Elite?
Yeah. So we do a lot of remote tuning for guys in New South Wales and Queensland. So we just remote in and we'll get the thing up and running and driving like it should, and then from there we can get it down here and we can give it a proper tune.
You need exhaust sensors in this?
Yeah, so normally if we're doing it remote, we'll do a lambda sensor, so Haltech sells a lambda module for it.
What about temp sensors?
So the factory coolant temp sensors there, the oil...
exhaust temp sensors.
Not really. They're not
no,
that...
You don't,
Not for the N8 application. We can, like in our own race car, we run a EG33, so a 6-cylinder, 3.3-litre, and that's got individual EGTs, but even then, that's punching out over 1,000 horsepower. That sort of makes sense when it's on the ragged edge like that, but like, we're not going to be that close. As long as the fuelings you've done, you've got a fueling upgrade, obviously, you've got bigger injectors.
WRX blue ones.
Yep. So that'll help us on E85. We might find that they might fall a little short, but it should be okay.
Do you think we should go back up size?
No, I think we'll leave it now because the factories are like 270cc, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
270, and you've essentially doubled it, so that should be plenty. That should be okay.
And the air intake, is there enough air in? Oh, yeah, the throttle body's standard on that?
Throttle bodies are plenty big on those. Yeah, they're fine. Yeah, it's the factory airbox is probably the big restriction there.
You've ordered a Raptor airbox? What?
So normally what we do is we'll run a straight pipe from the throttle body all the way down to the guard on those. That's what we found made the best power on them. The factory like resonator thing that's in there kills a lot of power. But the cool thing with the Haltech is we don't have to worry about the airbox or the air filter. We can do plenty of testing. We can run it without it to see.
Have you got a system that will bolt into this?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we've got a few different options that we've sort of played around with and found where the power...
Is it worth sending that up and we fit it before?
Fit it out. It just takes 2 minutes down here.
What about there's a Japanese plenum that goes on that, like a can? You use that?
Yeah, so on the EG33s, there's a thing called an iris valve, like the Porsche run them as well. And we've played around with that, but that makes very little difference.
What about the plenum? Have you changed that? Not the plenum in the intake manifold, but the plenum that comes from the airbox, the air filter.
To the
throttle body, to the front of the throttle body.
Yeah, that's got to go. Yeah, that's
the plastic one goes.
Yeah, quite restrictive that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So if we get the computer, we can fit it here.
Plug it running.
You can adjust it. Remote, and then
normally what I'll do is I'll get the ECU to us here first, and then I'll load a base map into it because you can plug in by just bench load it, and then I'll send that up to you guys, and you can load it in there.
Okay. So when can you see this car?
Let's have a look. So I'm assuming the car's up and running.
No, not yet. Just about. I'm just waiting for the sump, deep sump to come for this.
We sort of need, probably a 3 week sort of lead time.
All right. I might get him to come over and see you. You can pay you.
Yeah. Just get him to come in.
It's my son's car. You've probably seen it at the track. You do WRX Club.
Not so much anymore because we're like the cars that we run in the shop are a little bit outside the scope of the WRX. No. They're too nasty. paddle shifted bloody crazy things. We support a lot of our customers at the WRX Club days.
All right, so you can, as soon as I give you the nod, you can get a
it looks like it's in stock.
And you reckon it's the best way to go? It's probably the only way to go.
Pretty much, yeah. If I look at the ones that we've done in the past, it hasn't stopped us making the power safely. Do you know what I mean?
So you can figure out if these injectors are running lean or not.
Absolutely. It spits out the duty cycle on it as well. So,
all right. Okay.
I don't think that'll be a problem.
Okay. All right. Great. Okay.
Yeah. We're
a couple of weeks away with the sump.
Nice. Just get him to come down and then we can invoice him up with the ECU and the base map and everything.
Shall do. All right. Good on you. All right. Thanks, Warwick.
Anytime, mate. Okay. You have a great
idea. You got my number?
Let me write it down, actually. That's a great idea. Go for it, mate.
4929-02.
So 4429-2944-11. Done, mate. Easy.
Okay, great. All right. Took you soon.
Sounds great. I'm really looking forward to it. Sounds good.
Yeah, good. Okay, good. Thanks, Warwick. See you, mate. Bye.